If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Mosquitoes, bed bugs, fleas, beetles, gadflies, millions of insects out there can't wait to feast on the most delicious dessert, you. Especially if it's warm outside and you sweat a little. The good news is that not many bugs want to eat you. It's estimated that there are about 10 million species of insects in the world, and only 14,000 of them feed on your vital fluid. A few hundred among this group regularly bite people. It's still too many. But it wasn't always like that. In the distant past, insects didn't dare to attack huge animals for food. They developed their ability to feed on blood from 200 to 65 million years ago. And there are several theories why this happened. Imagine small beetles and insects living in the nest of some flying dinosaur or a giant ancient bird. They feed on bird secretions, rotten grass, leaves, or mushrooms. Then a piece of skin or a feather of an animal falls on their table. Insects taste it, and they like it. Then a dinosaur arrives, and the beetles sense a familiar smell. They climb on its skin and bite it, or they accidentally fall on an open sore of a bird and taste it. For insects, this would be the most delicious thing they had ever eaten. Yeah, I agree, it's a pretty low bar. Now, other insects have a long, thin feeding tube called a proboscis. They use it to feed on plant sap or other smaller insects. And now, one of these beetles sits on a wounded mammal and accidentally bites it. The beetle's body already has the right enzyme capable of digesting blood. So, from that moment on, the beetle doesn't want to eat anything other than red nectar. The beetle bears offspring, and it takes over the ability to feed on blood. Imagine you've been eating grass and leaves all your life, and then you try some sweet banana pudding. You wouldn't want to go back to eating good old grass now. You'd always want dessert. Insects had the same feeling when they tasted nutritious blood. Yumbo! One of the coolest theories says the thirst for blood in insects was caused by microbes. Blood isn't an ideal food for beetles. It doesn't have enough vitamins or nutrients for them. That's why a whole ecosystem of microorganisms had to form inside their intestines. These bacteria can synthesize some essential vitamins with the help of blood. These bacteria won't survive if they stop feeding on that red fluid. And when these bacteria disappear, insects have problems with development and reproduction. It's impossible to name the exact reason, since the transition from plant food to animal food happened a very long time ago. Since then, evolution has created a variety of ways to extract blood. The most famous blood-dependent species are, of course, mosquitoes. Only female mosquitoes need blood to produce eggs. When mosquitoes fly, they feel the heat, carbon dioxide, and lactic acid in the air. These smells attract the mosquitoes, so they fly to their source, an animal or a human. Then the mosquito lands on its prey and inserts its proboscis into the skin. At the same time, it secretes saliva to prevent clotting. The unpleasant skin sensation you get after the bite is an allergic reaction of your body to the mosquito saliva. Then the female produces eggs and leaves the larva in stagnant water. It could be a pond, a drain, or an outdoor pool. Small mosquitoes feed on organic substances in the water, then grow up and go on their first hunt. Black flies also feed on blood, but they don't do it as carefully as mosquitoes. The female black fly lands on the prey, uses its sharp jaws to cut the skin, and devours its lunch. Fortunately, they don't bother people too much. Their main target is livestock and wild animals. Horseflies and deer flies are the real human enemies. Their bite is quite painful. Ordinary flies that live on the street and inside human houses are super annoying, and they can feast on your skin without even biting you. Everything they need from you lies on the surface. You secrete sweat, proteins, carbs, salts, sugar, and other chemicals that the fly collects with its proboscis. And of course, it hardly understands that you're a living being and don't want to share your food with it. That's why a fly isn't afraid of you. You probably noticed that some people get bitten by insects more often than others. You could be going for a walk in the park and they get all over you. But your friend walking right next to you wouldn't feel anything. Hey, just means you're a sweetie. Scientists used to believe that some people actually just don't feel it when they get bitten. Their body doesn't have such a strong reaction to mosquito saliva. But recent studies have shown the number of bites depends on genetics and many other factors. Around 10 to 20% of people are just more attractive to predatory insects. How lucky or unlucky are they? Mosquitoes use a variety of senses to choose the perfect prey. They have carbon dioxide and humidity sensors. They also distinguish the odors of hundreds of different chemicals released by humans. Each smell has a specific meaning for different types of mosquitoes. There are thousands of nuances and shades of odors that can attract some mosquitoes and repel others. The mosquitoes that are more aggressive like things that ordinary mosquitoes can't smell. Some mosquitoes go for your legs, others like your neck. The food and drinks you consume play an important role in that too. They change the smell of your skin. The thickness of the skin, the amount of heat released, shades of color, and your blood type, all of that matters to insects. But there's something that attracts almost all insects. It's the smell of sweat. The dirtier you are, the more attractive you are to them. The unpleasant smell of sweat is created by millions of bacteria gathered on your skin. They attract mosquitoes. Some species like fresh sweat. Others prefer stale sweat with an unpleasant aroma. But if you're clean, you'll become invisible to most of the little flying monsters. The smell also depends on your genetic features. The structure of your DNA directly affects the smells you release. That's why you can say that some people are sweeter when it comes to mosquito tastes. But mosquito bites are really nothing compared to those of fire ants. When it munches on your skin, it feels like it's on fire. These ants are especially dangerous for people with allergies. Pus caterpillar is a beautifully vicious creature. It doesn't need to bite you to hurt you. This insect, also known as the southern flannel moth, is covered with thick fur hiding many poisonous thorns. A small prick with these spines, and you need medical assistance immediately. The Asian giant hornet is one of the most dangerous and painful insect bites of all. One hornet can be the size of a person's thumb, and its sting resembles a real needle. It's almost three times the size of a bee. These aggressive creatures can bite through clothes and even beekeepers' outfits. They attack in a huge swarm and can cause serious trouble to any animal. To fight them, people wear thick protective suits that look like spacesuits. But the main danger is that hornets attack beehives and greatly reduce the bee population. This can lead to a catastrophe on a planetary scale. Our planet and humanity need bees, not only because they produce honey. Bees pollinate flowers and plants. About a third of the world's food production would be impossible without bees. Cows eat vegetation that bees pollinate, and if all bees disappeared, it would greatly affect not only the health of cows, but all other cattle as well. A lot of fruits and berries would lose their rich taste if the bees stopped serving them. We get most of the cotton on the planet thanks to bees as pollinators. There would be a shortage of jeans and other clothes if the bees disappeared. The taste of many products would deteriorate, and the food would lose its useful properties. Whole species of flowers would disappear from the face of our planet. Humanity would have a really difficult time without bees. That would be a disaster, and that's another reason why giant hornets are so dangerous, and they gotta go, if you ask me.